So let's review. Our shiur began with the beginning of the sixth parak, which deals with the halachas of Eruv v'chatzeres. In multiple houses share a chatzer, the residents may only carry in the chatzer if they join in making Eruv v'chatzeres. However, if a non-Jew lives in the chatzer, they may not carry even with an Eruv, unless they rent from the non-Jew his rights in the chatzer. Our Mishnah discusses the parameters of this restriction. Zok the Mishnah. Hadar im ha'ovid kechavim b'chatzer, ay emi she'ein emoide b'Eruv, hareza oisrelav. If a non-Jew or a Kuti lives in the Chatzar, the Tanakama, who the Gemara identifies as Reb Meir, holds that the Jew may not carry in the Chatzar. But listen, when Yaakov holds, La'olam ein ha'oser ad sheyu shnei Yisraelim oisim zel zeh. The non-Jew does not make it oser for the Jew to carry in the Chatzar, unless there are at least two Jews living in the Chatzar. The Mishnah continues with an episode of a Tzeduki who lived in the Mavi of Reb Gamliel, which will be discussed later on the Av Samach Chesem Abayis. Yosef Abayi bar Oven, Rav Chinina bar Oven. Oven's two sons noted that Reb Meir apparently holds Diras Eber Kechavim Shema Dira. A non-Jew who lives in the Chatzar is considered a full-fledged resident of the Chatzar, and therefore his presence prohibits the Jew from carrying regardless whether there is only one Jewish resident or many in the Chatzar. However, according to Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, if he considers the Akam a resident, the Chatzar should be prohibited if even a single Jew lives there. If he does not count as a resident, now why would it be us to carry when two Jews live there, considering that they make an Eruv among themselves? The Gemara answers that actually they both agree that Diras Eber Kechavim lo yishma dir. The non-Jew is not considered a resident who can restrict the Chatzar. However, the Chacham issued a decree that one must rent the space from the non-Jew every week because this would inconvenience and discourage the Jews from sharing a Chatzar with non-Jews. Gizeres shemayil mimimaisav, so that they do not learn from his ways. But Reb Ben Yaakov holds that in the case of a single Jew living in the Chatzar with the Akam, there was no need for such a decree. A Jew would rarely put himself in that situation because Eved Kechavim Chashad Shvichas Dam. Idolaters are suspected of wanting to murder a Jew. However, with two Jewish residents, the decree does apply. They would share a Chatzar with an Akam because they would feel protected by one another. However, a mayor holds that it is worthwhile to extend the Gezeri even for the occasional situation where one Jew lives in the Chatzar with a non-Jew. The Gemara cites the following machlekes regarding renting the rights from the Akam. Rav Chisda Amaschir's Beria, a strong rental is required. The Gemara explains this to mean that he has the right to fill the chatzah with his furniture. The Akam will be reluctant to agree for fear of losing his rights permanently. Rav Sheshes Amaschir's Ru'ur, a token rental is sufficient in which he has no right to fill the chatzah with his furniture. The Akam will be reluctant to agree even to this arrangement out of concern that the Jew is engaging in kshafim, sorcery. He doesn't understand the need for this rental. The Gemara quotes a brisa. Chatzer shel Eved Kechavim, harehu kedir shel behema. A chatzer of a non-Jew, even if there are several non-Jewish homes in the chatzer, but no Jewish homes, is considered like an animal stable, and that visiting Jews may carry freely from the non-Jewish homes to the chatzer and vice versa. Reb Meir holds that even having a single Jewish resident in the chatzer will make it usher to carry from the non-Jewish homes to the chatzer, but does not make it usher to carry from the Jewish home to the chatzer. Lezman Yaakov says, it only becomes usher when two Jews live in the chatzah. The Gemara asks, how a mayor can hold in the Braisa that the non-Jewish homes do not restrict carrying from the Jew's home to a chatzah, when he said in the Mishnah that one who lives with a non-Jew in the chatzah is restricted from carrying from his own house to the chatzah? The Mishnah is speaking of when the non-Jew is home for Shabbos, which restricts carrying from the Jew's home, while the Braisa speaks of when the non-Jew is away for Shabbos, which does not restrict carrying from the Jew's house. The Gemara explains, Reb Meir holds, Dir b'lei b'ilam lo yishma dira. A home whose owner is away for Shabbos is not considered a resident for Shabbos and should not affect the Chatzah Meir Kradin. However, a Jew who did not participate in the Erev, who would fundamentally oster the other residents from carrying when he is home, as Rashi explains, because Diras Yisrael Shma dira, he is considered a full-fledged resident, therefore the Chacham were geyser that he is ostering even when he's away. But a non-Jew, who does not fundamentally oster the Jew from caring, even when he's home, because Diras Akam lo yishma dira, he's not considered a full-fledged resident, and he only osters because of the gzeris shemayil b'mimaisav, therefore the Chacham were not geyser that he should be ostering when he's away. There is an exception of Asibi Yemi, when he's close enough to return on Shabbos, he does oster, because if we allow carrying while he's away, they will continue to carry the rest of the day even after he returns. The Gemara concludes that we paskin like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, but with three opinions about how emphatically we hold this way. As Rashi explains, halacha like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, The halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which means the dershinan lo bepirkei berabim. We pass like him at the public shiur. Minhag Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The custom follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which means bepirkei loy dershinan av lerui marinan loy bebalishal. We did not teach it publicly, but we pass like this for one who comes to ask when the case arises. Nagu ha'am Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. People are accustomed to follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which means arui enamen loy marinan. We do not rule this way even for an individual, but if one follows his opinion, we do not protest. The Gemara continues. Kaimalan, Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. It's universally accepted that the rulings of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov are few and pure, which means that when he disagrees with others, we paskin like him. Abai asked Rabbi Yosef, Mahul Aruye b'makam Rabbi. May a student issue such a ruling in the jurisdiction of his Rebbe, as Rashi explains. Perhaps since it's clear cut and requires no judgment, it's permissible. Or it's nevertheless a chutzpah for a Talmud to rule before his Rebbe. Rav Yosef ruled that he may not, and cited as support that Rav Chisda would not paskin even simple conscious questions while Rav Huna was alive. However, Rav Chisda would paskin shailas during Rav Huna's lifetime when in the city of Kafri, which was far away from the jurisdiction of Rav Huna in Pumbedisa. This discussion continues on the following daf.